County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Bradley, how you doing? The last game, you had to travel up to Twin City to face the Emmanuel County Institute Bulldogs. And it was kind of a revenge week because last year they beat us in the first round of the playoffs. You took the Bucks up there and walked away with a 21-7 victory.
Yeah.
Tell us about the highlights of that victory.
Well, the one that glares out to me is we're about to go up three or four scores, and we fumbled the football. So we've had two turnovers in 16 quarters of play, but both have been to put a team away. So I was a little disappointed in that. But other than that, we played really well. Defensively, they gave us a hard time. I know we only gave up 7 points, but we gave up a lot of yards. We gave up over 300 yards. Defense, we would adjust in between the 20s. So that was, you know, we bent but didn't break. And then offensively, you know, we had over 400 yards of offense again.
Yeah, you had a tremendous game in rushing. I noticed that big number 7, Trent Johnson, had 195 yards of rushing, and followed up by Jarees Campbell with 55, and Austin Crosby had 45 yards. So you really did well there. And then Miles had one rush for 25 yards. So that was
a big one. We thought he scored, but they said he stepped out, narrowly stepped out.
Well, that was on a fourth down play, too, wasn't it, where you really needed something to happen, and it did happen. Well, you know, that's a tremendous victory. Twin City, it's all about football up there, small country town.
It was a great culture and environment to be in. You saw all the banners and awards and region championships.
You think you're playing the Georgia Bulldogs the way the stadium is decorated and the atmosphere up there.
Yeah,
it's great.
I
small town.
Washon Ely played there. He's a Bulldog.
Yep, sure did. And they've had some great talent there. So this was really a big victory because they did well in the playoffs last year, and we needed that victory. Now that puts us 4-2 on the season and 2-0 in the region.
3-0.
Sorry about that interruption. Hope it didn't get on tape. Sometimes it does. What were the keys to victory in this game?
In the ECI game, we felt like they were a wing T team. We needed to shut the run down. And their coach obviously knew we were going to do that because he came out and exploited us in some of our coverages. He ran some wheel routes that we weren't ready for. He ran the main coverage off and ran a wheel route behind it.
Uh-huh.
They missed one of them and hit the other one. So we had to make some coverage adjustments for the next time we see someone that runs a wing T, Metter does, so we know that they'll test those same pass routes.
I'm sure they will because they're going to see the game film and see how those affected them. And we'll get to the next game a little later here in the show because that is another big one that's coming up. Seems like every game right now is they're all region games and they're all big.
Yeah, they're all against playoff teams from 2019 as well.
Mm-hmm. Defensive highlights. Who were your stars in this game?
Nose guard Will Jones. You know, he's a running back and a nose guard, so we play some speed on the front. But he had two sacks, calls fumble recovery, and like five tackles. He had a big night.
Wow. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, at the beginning of the season, you had Will as a running back, and then you put him there at nose guard, and he seems to have fallen in love with that position.
He's a big, powerful young man. He's about 6 feet tall, 6.5 feet tall, at 225, 30 pounds, and super strong. So We play an athletic defense. We don't play a lot of just big guys that you traditionally see. We believe in running to the football. So if you can't run, it's hard to play defense for the Bucks.
It is speed makes up for a lot of other deficiencies, doesn't it? How about your defensive ends?
They played really well. Quan Proctor pressured the quarterback a lot Friday night, and then we moved a couple of guys around. We played Ryan Burkhart from a strong tackle to a strong end against the run, and when we needed a pass rush, we moved Javon Thomas out there.
And that worked out really well for you.
Yeah, we got a couple. We didn't get a lot of productivity as far as the hits and the sacks out of them, but we drew two or three big holding calls on them coming off the edge, and that backed the ball up, so it did the same thing.
What about the turnovers in the game? I know we had one costly fumble.
We've only had one ball game, Errol, where we lost the turnover battle. That was the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was costly, 21 points. But we've had just two turnovers in the last 16 quarters, only one Friday night. So we've won the turnover battle each week.
Well, the team is getting better and better. The rushing attack has been phenomenal so far this season. I believe you're over 1,300 yards total rushing.
Yeah, 1,300 yards, something like that.
Which is really, really strong. And Trenton's, he's probably around 1,200 yards of rushing by himself.
Yeah, so I don't know. We may be more than that then, because we had a little over 200 yards in the first two ball games, and then so that's 400, and we've been over 400 a couple times, over 300 a couple times. So we're sitting, looking at 800, 1,200. That's how we're pushing the 2,000 mark.
That's great. That's great. Well, we kept them out of the end zone, but they did get over 300 yards of total offense.
Yeah, we played a little different scheme. On a wing T team, if you're down inside the wing, they'll block down and run the buck sweep.
Okay.
If you loosen it up, they'll run a play called the belly G, where they'll block down and leave that guy alone because he can't block down. They'll pull the guard to kick him out. So we were taking away the belly G, which they hurt us on in the playoff game, took it completely out. But they were hurting us on the buck sweep. I've never been hurt on that in my career, but they did. They hurt us a little bit on it. Of course, they had that number one back, and we hadn't seen him on film. P.J. Fornum, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He played against us and hadn't been on film in a while. He's a really good ball player, so he hurt us on the buck sweep. So we'll go back to playing the wing tee like I like to play and defend it this next week.
I remember him last year in the playoffs, and he was just a freshman, just a sophomore this year, but he is quick.
Coach against him two more years.
Yeah. That's not a pleasant thought, is it?
No, he's tough.
He's a good ball player. And they've got some other outstanding running backs back there, too. Number two, Foreman, and then they had number three, Robertson. Both of them were
pretty
good.
Yeah, they had a big fullback, too.
Yep. Well, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, we've been talking about the ECI game. Let's talk a little bit about your offensive line. You had over 300 yards rushing against ECI, and I mean, we're just piling up the yards rushing, and it all starts with an offensive line. So tell us, let's start at center and work our way between the guards and the tackles. Tell us what you've got, how these guys are doing.
Junior Peyton Waters is our center. He's about 6 feet tall, about 250 pounds, real smart kid, physically good-sized young man. He's strong. So I like to play a smart center. You know, your son played center for me. So.
Yeah, he did.
So most of all my centers, they're pretty witty. They're tough. Then right guard is Daniel Rush. He's a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 6 feet tall and about 215 pounds. He's real physical.
And he's grown up quite a bit from last year. He played some for you on the line, too.
Yeah, he just plays with a lot of intensity, a lot of high-motor kids, so we know what we're going to get from him every down. Then the right tackle is Tristan Rahon. He's a first-year starter. Tristan's about 5'10", a little over 200 pounds, plays really hard. Struggled with some technique early, but he was playing behind Azavon Lawton, who we lost to an injury.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
So Tristan really picked it up. He's trying really hard, and he's graded out well a few times. And
that's then, good.
Tight end is senior Ryan Burkhart, Coach Burkhart's son. He's right at 6'3", around 220 pounds. He's a blocking machine. And left guard is sophomore Lake Linton. He's a little undersized, but, man, he plays intense. And then The left tackle is senior Ray John West. Ray John was a backup tight end last year and wanted to start, obviously, his senior year, so we moved him to tackle, and he's done a great job for us.
Yep. Well, they're doing a fantastic job, and I know they're getting better every week, and we got to keep running that football. That's the Buccaneer way. Who do you have out at your receivers?
Receivers, I have Brandon Baker will move in from Michigan. Kyle Lloyd will be an addition. He'll be back from an injury. You haven't seen him since the Glenn game.
No.
So he'll be back. And then you have Colby Reed is one of the other receivers. And Jalen Rogers plays a little bit.
Okay. Well, Coach, let's move on to the JV. You've had some big games there, some good wins. Talk about the season with the JV players.
The JV right now is 3 wins and 3 losses, but we've played triple and 6A opponents only, 7A opponents only.
No, can't find a single A school to play. Can you? No.
So we lost one to Pierce County the other night, 21-0. We fumbled inside the 10 twice to score, and they did not have but 2 rushing first downs and scored on 3 deep balls.
So oh, wow.
Beat us one time in double coverage.
Oh, wow.
So we got a little work to do with some JV secondary, but they play their last game at home on November the 5th against Liberty County, and that would be for a winning season or not. So they've got a lot on the line. You know, we've played, I think, 3 AAA opponents, 4 AAA opponents, and 3 6A opponents.
You played Glenn in Brunswick.
And Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill. 7A. Yeah. And you beat Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill. Lost a close one to Brunswick, and Glenn Academy got us pretty good the other night. They had a nose guard that we couldn't quite handle. You know, sometimes JV at the bigger schools, you get a kid that will start for you on the varsity. So.
That's right. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Who are some of your standouts that you're looking for a lot of help next year from the JV squad?
Well, JV the other night, it'll be 21-0 in the last ball game. 20-8 we lost, so we're on a 2-game skid. We were on a 2-game win streak, you know, it's a 2-game skid. But Monte Stokes is a wing back and DB that does pretty well, sees a little bit of varsity time. He's a 10th grader. Then in the fullback position, you have DeAndre Bacon and Tyrese Campbell, who also plays a little linebacker on the varsity. So
right.
They're both pretty solid running backs. And then sophomore Ladarius West is an up-and-coming star at the wing back position.
A lot of speed.
Yeah. And, you know, Will Fillmore is a quarterback. He's in 10th grade. And then my son is a 9th grade quarterback who also plays center for Will when he's playing. So that's an odd position. Brett snaps to Will and plays quarterback when somebody else snaps. So.
You mentioned my son Patrick, who played for you at center. When he was in midget league, I coached with Jimmy Lee Grosvenor in the midgets, and we were looking for a center. And Patrick was the only one that could remember the snap count, so that's why he played that position.
Exactly my point. Some kid is pretty smart there.
You got to have that. Well, who are some of your defensive stalwarts there on the JV?
Lake Linton, who plays left guard, he's a 10th grader on varsity. He, on JV, what we do is we let them play their other position if they start on varsity.
So I got you.
He plays middle linebacker. So I look for Lake to take the defensive calls over for Miles Wood when Miles graduates. Lake does a good job. He's a really intense player, and he's a good little linebacker, good football player.
Well, and for our audience, too, players can play no more than six quarters in a week. So some of the JV players or some of your varsity players might play all four quarters in varsity, but they might get to play in two quarters in JV.
Yeah, usually, let's say they play two quarters at an offensive position. We don't put them in front of a kid in JV in that position because that's a development position, but we may put them at a defensive position where they're a backup, so they're developing their other side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Because you do have quite a few players on the varsity that play both ways.
Yeah, we do. So.
We're a small school. I mean, it's just if you look at the single-A schools, we notice that all the time from up in the booth that when the ball changes over, not many players change.
Yeah, we change over by as many as anybody, I guess. I think we only have about four two-way players. And we've got some, of course, that start on one side and back up the other.
I've seen some of yours in the past where nobody came off the field. So
oh, yeah, I still have a few of those. We're going to have a few Friday night. We're a little bit banged up right now, so we're going to try to limp through this ball game and get healthy again.
Well, hopefully we will. And, well, that's good. And your middle school program, they're finished for the year.
Yeah, they won two or three ball games this year. We brought them over to work with our varsity players and varsity coaches this year. It paid off. They were one game out from making the playoffs, and the year before they didn't win a game. So we got better.
How many eighth graders did you have on the
I think we had 15.
15. So you think all of them will move on up and come on up to varsity next year?
Much better shot of keeping those guys than we did from last year. They know our coaches, know our program now. So I look for a big incoming ninth grade class.
Well, that's good. That's good. We'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we've already talked about the ECI game and our JV in middle school. Now it's time to talk about the big game that's coming up this week.
Yeah, we play Metter probably for a region championship this week. And any way you look at it, we worked ourselves into a big ball game.
And Metter is undefeated and overall, and they're undefeated in the region. And they were a 2A school last year, and they dropped back down to single A. But it's going to be quite a challenge for your team this week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's going to be a big challenge. They're a wing T team, similar to us. They run a different style wing T. They're a big trapping team. They look for you to run upfield and kick that guy out and run up underneath him. And they've got some team speed. They run the jet sweep and the toss sweep similar to us, and then they also run a buck sweep that we run a little bit of.
They have all three backs in the backfield close to the quarterback, don't they? In their style.
They go into a two back set, which is traditional older school wing tee. We don't do much of that, and then they run the same as we do a wing and a slot.
Okay. Who are the star players on that side that we should be watching for?
I like the quarterback, Taj Hall. He does a number four. He does a great job running the offense. He doesn't have a tremendous arm, but the plays that they run when they pass the ball, he's very effective because most of them he has a run, you know, running option with it. They like to throw the ball down close to the goal line where he's a run pass threat. And they've got a big wide receiver that can go up and get it as well. Then their fullback, number 22, is an excellent ball player. He runs really hard. He's good again. Runs the belly isolation play and the trap play really well.
Yeah, that's Collins. Now, he's a senior, but he's a pretty big young in there. Which other star players do they have on offense?
Their wide receiver is pretty good. I forget his number. Drawing a blank with it right now. But he's a big, tall, lanky guy. He goes up to get the ball well. Then, you know, their number two wing back hurt his knee, so he's out. So they're going with a backup running back who's not bad. He kind of rotated in with him anyway. So their wing backs are probably a little more physical than ours, but not as athletic. They're more of a power run team with him.
What percentage of run pass do they do?
Oh man, this. Similar or worse than us. It's you got two teams that run the ball 85-90% of the time, so it's going to be a quick ball game.
So, in other words, most of the time you don't have to cover anybody, just stop the run.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of the Army-Navy game or Air Force-Army, something like that, when both teams are running the ball. Or an old Georgia Southern or current Kennesaw State offense. Run the ball a lot with play action mixed in.
You know, some folks like more of the passing game. I like the old style running game myself.
It's easy to flip over and run the spread that you see every day, but I just believe in running stuff that your kids can do. So.
Yeah, I think the with the spread, you've got to have that special quarterback who's an excellent runner and thrower.
Yeah, the spread's easy to run. It's just not complicated. I think it also it's easy to defend. Where you run the spread is. People that ran the spread said, I've got a superior athlete better than anybody you have, and I'm going to get them out in space. And
yeah.
Due to it being pretty easy to run as a general set and play, you get a lot of people that mimic it, and they're not very good at it.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We can't complain about the offense you've been running for how many years now?
And 20.
You've been – very successful when you.
No, more than that. Probably more. I've been teaching 25, so 22.
You were running that offense here, and it was very successful back then.
I've not ever had any complaints. I've had a few people say, hey, wish you threw the ball a little more. And I'm like, well, we're rushing for over 4,000 a year. What else you want?
Yeah. We're moving the ball, controlling the time. What are we going to see out of Metter's defense?
Metter runs, when I was here the first time, Buzz Busby was a coach in Statesboro and had a pretty good tenure there. Some of these coaches have either been with him, coached with him, or been in a clinic, so they run his old defense. It's kind of a, I call it a weak shade 50, but it's a 50 defense that looks like a 4-4.
Okay.
It's not anything traditional. So.
Yeah, well, it's designed to stop the run, though, isn't it?
It can do a lot of things, and if you don't know about it, it's it can be tricky. I feel good about attacking. I've faced it before and recognized it. But, if you're a younger coach right now and you hadn't seen that thing, it can, they've got some shutouts right now against some pretty good offenses.
I think that they've only given up 10 points.
10 points. We're going to see if we can go over that by quite a few.
The jackpot. I was looking at that stat, I went, whoa.
Yeah, they've definitely played some really good defense. They've got a quick nose guard. Linebackers are tough. Secondary is very good and athletic. The whole defense is really similar to us. They run to the ball. They have a lot of speed on defense.
So we're not going to see – probably won't see any of those 60-yard runs from Johnson we would like to see.
I hope we do, but more than likely we'll be moving the chains, getting first downs.
Burning the clock.
Yep.
Well, that's what we want. Well, it's homecoming come Friday night.
And pink out.
And pink out. It's a big night, and we hope everybody in the county will turn out because it's going to be a big game. We've had some good – well, we've only had one home game so far this season, and here we've what, played six games already, and we've had one home game.
That's really weird to play five out of your first six games on the road, but 2020 has been a weird year.
It has been. Well, we had a great crowd at that first game, and I'm pretty sure we'll have another big crowd this Friday night. And the weather forecast is looking good, too.
That's awesome.
So it ought to be a great night, and we're hoping that everybody will turn out and come cheer the Bucks on because this is a really, really big game. Metter's the real deal.
And yeah. They're 6-0. You don't get that way by mistake.
No, you don't. And they played some pretty tough opponents, too. So we're gonna see what they put on the field. Well, what else can you tell us, Coach, before we have to sign off here?
I just come out and support, support us on homecoming, and it's pink out, wear something pink. I think one of the last two games we're going to have a blackout night and break out the black uniforms, but right now we're going to wear the red and golds that look like the 49ers, so that'll be a fun night.
It ought to be. Ought to be a good night. Good weather, good crowd, good game, two good teams, playing for possibly the region championship. It's still a few games to go, but these are the top two teams in the region right now.
Yeah.
And we're all looking forward to it. Well, Coach, it's good having this conversation with you and talking about Buccaneer football. And I'm really looking forward to Friday night. So.
Me too.
Well, thanks to everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster signing off. Coach,
go Bucks.
Go Bucks.